The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashat Shlach. The end of this week's parasha, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. Like we all know, the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is a very special mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you saw, and even though nowadays we don't have tcheles, but even just to wear the lavan is a mitzvah that you saw. It's a very special mitzvah. It's so chashuv. It's Chazal say it's shachol kinege kol ha-mitzvahs. We find also special segulois that a person gets for being mekayim this mitzvah. Person zoicha to have, the Medrash says, mevur, the mitzvah gerer is mitzvah, a person who is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's goyrem through that to be zoicha to have a wife and children. Also, other mekayres, that through that a person is zoicha to be nitzel from chet, and he's protected, and he's zoicha to be mekabel pnei hashchina, based on the Gemara. So, it's a very special mitzvah, this mitzvah of tzitzis. And bearing this in mind, I wanted to devote this shiur to talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, sometimes in our lashon we say tzitzis, we think of a talis katan. But really, tzitzis is saya talis katan and saya talis gadol. And the topic of this shiur I would like to devote to the topic of the bracha of a talis. When, specifically, when the talis was taken off during davening or it fell off during davening. So, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tzitzis, in Siman Ches, Sif Yudalid, the Shulchan Aruch has three shittas about this topic. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Mechaber, in other words, if a person, no matter when it was, if a person is wearing a talis, and they're mekayim, they made a bracha before they put on the talis, to be mekayim, they're being mekayim the mitzvah, and they made the bracha before they started, and then, at some point, they took their talis off. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though he has in mind to put it back on shortly afterwards, the bottom line is, if once he takes his talis off, if he puts it back on, he has to make a new bracha. And the Mechaber is coming from what he wrote in Beis Yosef. He has a whole discussion back and forth about this. But at the end of the day, the opinion of the Mechaber is, if a person takes his talis off, it ends the bracha. Even if he had in mind to put it right back on. Once he takes it off, if he now puts it back on, he has to make a new bracha for putting on the talis. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Because, the reason of the Mechaber is because he's Mesiach Das. Taking it off, he was Mesiach Das, he interrupted from once it's that second, that moment that it's off, now he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, so now the bracha is lost. He puts it on, that's a new idea, that's a new mitzvah, and the first bracha can't go on the second wearing of the talis. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah brings down another two opinions. Both of the opinions of the Ramah are brought down in the Augur, which are brought in the Beis Yosef. And the Augur says like this, Yesh Oimrim, so one, some say, says the Rima, that no, if he had in mind to put it back on, if at the time he took it off, he had in mind he's going to put it right back on, so then he doesn't have to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. And the understanding is that he's not Mesiach Das. We're able to look at it as a continued mitzvah. He was, since while he took it off, he thought about that he's going to put it back on. So the second it's off and continuing until he puts it back on, he's not Mesiach Das. He's continuously thinking about the mitzvah, a certain level, subconsciously, a certain level, he's still thinking about the mitzvah. So that continues, connects to the bracha all the way back to when he made the bracha, when he started to put it on. And then the Ramah brings down a third day. Some say no. Some say it's not enough to have in mind when he takes it off. Seemingly, at least, that's what the third day is saying. Seemingly, he's saying, it's not enough that he has in mind when he takes it off, that he's going to go ahead and put it back on. That would be a Hesach Hadas. But if he's still wearing a talis katan, if he's still wearing his other tzitzis while his big talis is taken off, so then you see that he's not misiyat das. That's the only thing that will hold on to his continued das for a brach of a talis. If he continues doing a mitzvah, you see he's still connected to the mitzvah of tzitzis. He's still interested in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that holds on to the brach. So how do we paskin? So, kipshutoi, the Sfaradim, should have to follow the Rimachaber. And if a Sfaradi takes off a talis, so then, even if he had intention to put it back on, let's say he went to the bathroom, he took his talis off for 5-10 minutes, went to the Beis Kisei, and he comes back, theoretically, or if he lent his talis to Kayan to Duchen, if he takes his talis back, the Chayra, according to the Mechaber, he'll have to make a new bracha. The Ramah says, as long as he had in mind when he took it off to put it back on, so he doesn't have to make a new bracha, and Mishnah Berurah says, Ashkenazim for sure could do that. If they had in mind when they took it off to put it back on, they won't have to make a new bracha. Now, it's important to point out that this is different than tefillin, in other words. If a person takes off tefillin to go to the Beis HaKisei, and then he puts the tefillin back on, then he has to make a new bracha. And the reason is because it's aser gomer for him to wear the tefillin. There's different types of halachas, ketanim, doilim. It's not our discussion right now, but at least some cases, he's not allowed to wear tefillin in the Beis HaKisei. And therefore, when he comes out, he has to make a new bracha for putting the tefillin back on. And the idea is, since he was Mesiach Das, that's for sure, if he does something that he couldn't do, he couldn't be wearing the tefillin, there was a time in the interval that he couldn't wear the tefillin, then that is considered a Hesach Hadas, and then for sure he has to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. However, talis, Me'ikar Adin, there's no Isser of wearing the talis in the bathroom. It's more that it's covered, if it's because it's a beggar shel tefillah, because it's a beggar that's worn for davening, so it's not covered to bring it into the Beis HaKisei. But it's not Iker Adin, so therefore it's not going to constitute the Hesach Hadas. The fact that he took off his talis, then went to the bathroom and came out, is not a Hesach Hadas, and according to the Ramah, since he had intention to put it back on, he intentionally took it off, with intention to put it back on, he does not make a new brach. In a chenami, if he thought davening is over, and he thought he's taking it off for the day, then he changed his mind, and then he realizes another part of davening, whatever it may be, then in a chenami, he would have to make a new brach. Then, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the third day, we also pass in a little bit like the third day. The third day was that if a person had a talis katan on him, so then he doesn't have to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. So we said a moment ago that if a person took off his talis with intention to take it off for the day, not to put it back on until the next day, then he changes his mind and puts it back on, he has to make a new bracha. Now the last day I said, but if he's wearing a talis katan, if he's wearing a tzitzis, so then he doesn't have to make a new bracha. So that daya, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains, is saying like this, and that much we are going to paskin like also. What it's saying is that if he intentionally took off his talis to be finished with wearing the talis, it's not going to help that he's wearing a tzitzis, because you see clearly he was Mesiach Das. He for sure decided he's not wearing the talis anymore for today. That's for sure Hesach Hadas. It's not going to help the fact that he's still wearing a talis cup. It's only going to work for a case like this. Let's say he took off his talis, and he didn't decide, he didn't think clearly if he's going to put the talis back on, not to put the talis back on. So then we say if he's still wearing his tzitzis, so there's a stimos that will tell us that it probably he really had in mind to put it back on. And therefore, if he took off his talis and not sure what he really meant, so then one could really follow the Rama's second opinion also and say, since he was continuing to wear his talis kappen, now if he was about to walk into the mikveh and he was planning on taking off his talis kappen, then Itaka did take off his talis kappen, so then he would have to make a new bracha on the talis gadol after coming out. Well, if he didn't intend in putting the talis, unless we know for sure he intended to put the talis gadol back on, so then he wouldn't have this sniff, this reasoning of the second Rama, that because he had a talis kappen still on him. Okay. I will leave this as a Maimer HaMusker, this third day of the Rama, because it's not the typical case, it's not such a usual case, so I don't want to get that much into it. It is true, it is Nagia LeHalacha, but it's not the most typical case of people that take off their talis in the middle of davening. Usually if a person takes off his talis, he either intended to put it back on or intended not to put it back on. The case that he's not sure what he really meant is not such a common case. But in a chanami, if he's not sure what he really meant and he still was wearing his talis kappen, then the Rama says also he would not make a bracha. So far we have three opinions. The opinion of the Mechaber, which l'chayra should be what the Sfaradim should do, that even if he intended to put it right back on, he makes a new bracha. We'll have to see later if that's taka, how Sfaradim fearsach. Then the opinion of the Rama, that if he intended to take it off and to put it back on, unrelated to whether he's wearing a talis cotton or not, he does not make a bracha. And then the third case, if he took it off and not sure if he meant to put it back on, so then if he's still wearing his talis cotton, he does not have to make a bracha when he puts it back on. Comes the Mechaber, the next halacha, and talks about a case which is perhaps a very shchiyachtik case, a very common case. Then the Mechaber talks about what happens if his talis fell off. Somebody's talis fell off, so he didn't have any intention while it was coming off. He didn't realize. He didn't think about it. He didn't know about it. All of a sudden, 2 minutes later, he realized, half a minute later, he realized his talis is off. And the question is, should he make a new bracha when he puts it back on? So the Mechaber says, if the talis fell off, he has to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Rama doesn't say a word about it. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even the Rama agrees to this halacha. So like the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Rama said that if he intentionally took off the talis with intention to put it back on, there's no need to make a new bracha. But the whole reason why he doesn't make a new bracha in such a case is because he's continuously thinking about wearing it. If he intended to take it off and intended to put it back on, the whole interval, he's not Mesiach Das from wearing his talis. But if it fell off by mistake, so you can't see, there was no intention when he took it off. You can't say there's anything here that's telling us that there's intentional kavana to continue wearing it. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even the Rama agrees that if his talis fell off, when he puts it back on, he has to make a new bracha. As I zok the Mishnah Berurah. However, there's other achrayinim that come along and say differently. In Hilchas Tefillin, there's a Magen Avraham that brings down a Shelo HaKadosh. The Magen Avraham, in Simen Chof Hei, Sivkot and Chof Aleph, brings down a Shelo that says that if, let's say, a person's tefillin slipped out of place, that's very similar to the talus falling off. The person's tefillin slipped out of place and he puts it back on, so the Shelo, he does not make a new bracha. Why? Zokt the Shlo, because Mistama, if it's during davening, that his tefillin slipped out of place. Mistama, the whole davening, a person's das is on their tefillin. They're not mesiach das. They want to continue wearing the tefillin, the whole davening. So that is a continuous kavana for the bracha that will help that even though there was an interval between his first wearing of the tefillin and the second wearing of the tefillin, but the same way, if he intended to take it off with intention to put it back on, we say that he's continuously thinking about it. So too, the whole davening, the person is thinking about wearing his tefillin. So he again was not mesiach das. Comes in Bikiva Eger, in Hilchas Tzitzis, as well as many other Achrayim, and say that just like the Shloh, and the Magen Avraham in the name of the Shloh, say that a person during davening has continuous intention to continue wearing his tefillin, and therefore if his tefillin slipped out of place, when he puts it back into place, he does not make a bracha, because we say that there's no hesach hadas. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger and many other Achrayim, it's the same thing by Atalas. Talis is the same thing. The whole davening, if a person's talis fell off, if it's during davening, he has that same continuous intention, it's not considered Hesach Adas, even though it fell off on its own, even though he did not realize when it fell off that it's falling off. We say that that whole idea, the mere concept that he has continuous rotzayin, continuous intention to wear the talis, the whole davening, that would make it that it's not considered a hesach hadas if the talis fell off. If his talis fell off and he saw his talis fall, if he feels it falling off, as it starts slipping off, he's feeling it slip off. So we wouldn't even have to come out to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. B'chayra, that would be the same type of continuous machshava and kavana to wear the talis if he feels it while it's falling off and he thinks about that he's going to put it right back on. But even if he did not realize at all, did not feel at all while it was falling off, sagt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, based on the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Tefillin, that if it's during davening time, he would not have to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. And in truth, there are many achrayim that follow like this Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and it seems to be that this is the prevalent custom. And so what we have so far is that for sure for Ashkenazim, that follow the Rama, if he intentionally took it off with intention to put it back on, then certainly he doesn't make a new bracha. And if the talus fell off, and he feels it while it started to fall off, and he thinks about he's going to put it back on, then also, for sure, he doesn't have to make a bracha. But even the other case, even if he didn't realize when it fell off, he just turns around a minute later, and all of a sudden he sees it on the floor, then also, based on this, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and many achrayim, and that seems to be the prevalent custom, say that during davening, a person does not have to make a new bracha when they put it back on. Comes up Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he talks about Sfaradim. And then there's also a tshuva in the Avia Omer that says something very similar. Says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you know, when I was younger, I would tell Bacharim, when it came time to duchen in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day, he would tell Bachrim, don't borrow a talis from a Sfaradi. If the Sfaradi is somebody who's not such a Talmud Chacham, don't borrow a talis, a Kayin, when he goes up to Duchen, he shouldn't borrow a talis from a Sfaradi. Why? Because the Sfaradi is going to take his talis off, give it over to the Bachar, to Duchen, for 5-10 minutes, whatever it may be. The Bach is going to give it back, and the owner is going to put it back on. And Yitachin Ma'oi, very possibly, the owner is not going to make a new bracha when he puts it back on, and that's going to be a problem. He's going to wear a talis without making a bracha. And Sfaradim should follow the opinion of the Mechaber, that even if they take it off with intention to put it back on, according to the Mechaber, they have to make a new bracha. So, that's what I held when I was younger. When I got older, I realized that no. When I got older, I realized this is printed in Madane Shloima. Madane Shloima is a sefer that has a lot of psukim from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says, I realized that no, we find that the Sfardim, there's a minik of hua by Sfardim, but you see that it's not niskabel the psak of Shulchan Aruch. Even the Sfardim seemingly adopted the psak of the Ramah, that if a person takes the talis off with intention to put it back on, they don't have to make a new bracha. And seemingly from the Abia Omer, he seems to say that by Sfardim, even the next shlav, just like if they take it off intentionally, with intention to put it back on, they don't make a bracha. Even if it slips off during davening, they also don't make a bracha. Therefore, it seems that this is, at least the way I see things, seemingly the prevalent minig, sai by Ashkenazim, sai by Sfaradim, sai if a person took it off intentionally with intention to put it back on, or sai if it fell off during davening, even if the person didn't realize that it fell off. They don't have to make a new bracha when they put it back on. Now, I just want to mention one more nekuda. I think it's very important. We talked about if a person takes off a talis with intention to put it back on, so the Rama says that a person doesn't make a new bracha. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that tama yesh oimim hu, the reason of the Rama is to kiven to ve'es hapshita yadai to take it l'lavshay, since when he took it off, he had intention to put it right back on, v'cheinos, and he taka did that, lo yavi apshita hefsik, so therefore, it's not considered a hefsik, it's not considered a hesach adas. So the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, he's putting it back right away on. Seemingly, one may think, that means to say, it's only if he's going to be putting it back on within a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. However, we find the Paiskim say it's much longer than that. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, if he puts it back on within an hour or within 2 or 3 hours, you know, even a long period of time as long as 2 or 3 hours could perhaps still be that it's not a Hesach Hadas, and he wouldn't have to make a new brach. And like, for example, it comes Simchas Torah, and let's say there's a Hefsik and people make Kiddush, and let's say there was a Kiddush of a half an hour or 45 minutes or something like that, and the person took off his talis for the Kiddush and then he puts it back on, or even an hour, or even an hour and a half. If a person intentionally takes the talis off with intention to put it back on, even for an interval of like 2 hours, he would not have to make a new bracha. Another case commonly that comes up with this type of thing is there's a Kovitz Meiria that brings down the Aaron Lipsteinman's style said, a story of the Chazon Ish, that he took off his talis by Hafsok on Yom Kippur. This is also a case where it comes up by a break on Yom Kippur. Sometimes it's a half an hour, sometimes an hour break, some places it's a longer break. Chazon Ish took off his talis by the Afsaka. The Afsaka was for 2.5 hours, and the Chazon Ish did not want to make a new bracha. He had a suffik if he should make a new bracha for an interval of 2.5 hours, and misafik he did not make a new bracha. So even though the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that a person is putting it back on right away over here, in the context of this Mishnah Berurah, it means up to an interval of 2-3 hours. Certainly, if a person just took it off for half an hour or an hour, that would they would still put it back on without making a new bracha. So, may we be zeicha to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, kelchasa, and be zeicha to all the schoolists that come along with the bracha of tzitzis.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ,
the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.